everybody has to play their position and play their position excellently, right? Yeah. It is so important, so, so important.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have those people. It's like at a deal, it's like you talked about, guys like TD. Man, man, I've got such a good football player. Oh, I miss him, man. I'm a Dolphins fan, so, you know, I've been through the pain for so many years. And when you bring up teams like, when you know, the team that you were part of, wow. I mean, as a football fan, you couldn't help but be a fan of a lot of those players. There's just unbelievable talent on that team, you know, to the point where you said, you know, you mentioned that, you know, being on that team, I'm sure you felt like, wow, this is unbelievable how many great players are on this team. You talked about coaching and how good the coach was compared to that, the whole culture of the coaching there compared to the team right before when you were with the Ravens. Is that what it was you said? And, yeah, man, it was unbelievable. So I think that you definitely – you're bringing up some really good points there, and I think that's great that your company's able to do that. And I know that with this type of attitude like you have and having all the skill sets and all the experience that you have, there's so much that you can feed and give to people and just share and be able to help them grow. So I just know that this your company, DG Coaching and Consulting, is just going to do so well. It's going to, man, and what you're just starting this, right? You're just really, I mean, you've been doing it your whole life, basically, but you know, you're starting this company, and it's fairly new, and I'm real excited to see this thing blow up and watch it grow, and I think you're going to do really well. Great answer.
He's such a solutionary
person. No doubt.
And the humbling thing about it is that we're actually able to see so much correlation between whether it's a sports team, whether it's a team that is at a restaurant and they have to make sure that food goes out, people are cooking it, people are ordering, people are helping dish it out, and he knows something about coaching an entire team of people, whether it's in the restaurant industry or it's actually on the field that people are paying crazy dollars for tickets to go see some incredible athletes do incredible stuff. But everybody always gets to see the show, right? You get to see the food show up on your plate. You get to see the athletes do the show on the stage, which could be the field that they're on, right? Or you get to see the actual stage show occur. You always get to see that part of it. A lot of what we don't get to see is all the hard work that's in the background. All the
weights and all the
blood,
freaking, the sweat.
The
sprints that they put in, the miles that they log, the, you know, all the weights that they're pushing up, all the, you know, personal records that they're trying to break, you know, everything that they're doing, the practices, the drills. There's so many things that we as fans don't see professional athletes do. We don't see professional salespeople do behind the scenes, the way that they're working on their skills and all this stuff. You know, there's so much to it, to anything that you're going to be a professional at in life. If you want to be the best at it, you have to put the work in. What you only get what you put in, folks, period. So the more you put in, the more you're going to get back. You know, it takes it's you putting in the training, you putting in the time to better yourself, you putting in time to help the people around you, you putting in the time to reach out and look for other people and build your network up so you can learn from other people. This way you're not just growing in the fishbowl that you're in. You can turn it into the ocean if you start losing your network, right? Then you're, you know, it's like they always say, a shark in a fish tank will only grow 6 inches or something silly like that. But you put it in the ocean, it's 6 feet long. And that's the difference. You have to be able to build that network and build it out and learn all that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of things we're doing right now, especially with David. You know, I guess we lose David's feed.
I don't know if David's on the screen. David, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, oh, I can't see you. Let me see here. Boom. But what I do want to highlight again, as we wait for literally what we can't see to come to the screen, is that there is a something about all of the behind the scenes work that has to be done in order for you to have the opportunity to be on the stage, in order for you to have the opportunity to be on the field, in order for you to have the opportunity to have that leadership role that you might be aspiring for. Right. I don't know what it is that you're looking to do. In some cases, if you're a salesperson, if you want to get that promotion, not necessarily promotion, but you want to uptick inside of your pay plan, sell another car. Right. But for other people that want to go to the next level, it's not get to the next level and lamp or sit back and relax.
Oh.
Right. It's get to the next level and hustle like you've never hustled before. Right. In the military, you get promoted not because of your ability to do what it is that you've been doing well. You get to the next level because of your ability to exceed at that next level. You get promoted because you can lead many people, right? Everybody tracking? Everybody with me? Can everybody hear me?
No doubt.
So with that, it's key that you put in that work that nobody else sees, that you put in that work that maybe you're not going to get credit for. Hate to break it to everybody. You may not end up with the ring, right? you may not get the ring.
Which most people right? don't leave with the ring
Many
in their life. Go a whole lifetime without one of those.
And speaking to David and understanding the character of man that we're talking to, I want to talk about the part where it's easy to see that that's a great reward. And we were talking about it, the giant ring that's on the finger, right? It's the easy thing for us to go look at and us to highlight. The trophy in the room, right? You get to be part of the elite group of people that celebrate Super Bowl wins and so on and so forth. And I'm sure that that's very incredibly rewarding for you. But my question would be, to wrap this up, what has been of the Super Bowl champion, business leader, coach amongst coaches that David Gamble is, what has been the greatest reward that you have had inside of your incredible career and lifetime so far? David, what has been that reward been? That greatest reward been?
You know, Lou, that's a great question, and it's a question that was asked of me probably when I was 10 years old. and everybody could understand, everybody could relate with this. It's how you define success. So at a very young age, you know, you always get asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I think you guys remember when I said I wanted to be a professional football player when I was literally 6 years old. That's all I wanted to do. That was my goal. That was my goal, is to play just one down in the NFL. And as I gotten older, you know, and I built some success, right? I had a, you know, successful high school career. I had a successful college career, a lot of accolades. And then it becomes the question you start to ask yourself, what is success? How do you define success? And, you know, you could answer that with, you know, how much money's in your bank account, how many kids, you know, you having a successful family, being healthy. For me, success was and has always been defined as leaving a legacy. I wanted to leave something. I wanted my name to be left. Because everything else for me, you know, you can't take your money to the grave. You know, there's things that you just can't, when you leave here, They're very temporary. They're materialistic. But I wanted to be left with a legacy.
Yes. And
so to answer your question, what's the biggest thing? Part of it is the ring. But that, you know, I could lose the ring, right? I mean, I know some guys who sold their ring. So it's not really the ring. I can honestly say my biggest honor is being elected in my high school's Hall of Fame and in my college Hall of Fame. And I don't live in my hometown, but my nephew goes to my high school, and there's nothing more that I'm prouder than having my nephew come and say, "Uncle, you know, everybody sees your name on the wall and your picture on the wall," and those type of things to me is, that's what it's all worth. That's what it's all about for me. That to me defines me. Because when somebody honors you in that magnitude, it's not necessarily what you've done on the field.
That's right.
It's really the complete person you are on and off the field. So I'm just really honored and grateful that my high school and my college, ingrained for life there, and even past that. So I would have to say leaving a legacy is my biggest attribute and contribution.
That is a great answer, David. And I agree with that. That's how I feel too. I mean, if I was to answer that question, and obviously I don't have a Hall of Fame thing, none of that, but my legacy, it's all about my legacy, you know, and if that's my biggest rewards, that I've been able to share what I know and help other people to the point where they'll remember me. You know, they'll know, and they'll, you know, that's what it is. And your legacy is wonderful. You've left a great one. You're still building on it. And I think that when if we get a chance to interview another 10 years from now, I think you may even have a different story then. You know, if things are going to be great for you. You're just beginning this whole new chapter of your life. I'm excited to watch this thing grow. We're excited to have you on the show. We're excited to hear these answers because it's really nice to hear answers like this. I think a lot of people, our viewers, and I think they would agree, is to hear somebody who's been in done things that you've done. You've been, you played elite football. You played in professional football league. You won a Super Bowl while you were there. You came out and then you were a champion in business. You've helped businesses grow. You've helped them make their everything about, like, you know, I see, you know, going down the list, I mean, I can name places that you've helped grow. Winn-Dixie, which is huge. You know,
that's Cracker Barrel.
One of the biggest companies ever. Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Which is one of my favorite places ever. But you want to talk about a place that's an amazing place to go, and I'm sure you are a big part of that. So, man, it's really great to see how far you've come, the things that you're going, that you've gone through, and the things that you're still going through, and that you're still trying to grow. And that's the cool thing. You know, my whole mantra is keep growing, and you are doing that to the T. You're at constant growth mode. You're always looking for more. You're always looking to try to help. You're always looking to, you know, just saying that you're a life coach. That just tells me that you're looking to help people. That's all. Reason why we started the podcast, everyone always asks me, what's the reason? Well, it's because I felt like my best thing that I'm good at is helping people. If I could help people, even if it's just one person, by them listening to what we have to say, it's so worth it to me. You know, I don't do this for profit. I don't do this for money. And that's, you know, like for you, you know, you feel the same way. That's why you're compelled to be in the position that you are in, like with the HR training, with the business development, with all those things. That's because you like to help people, and that's what you're best at. You're best at helping people, and man, what an honor to have you on the show. It really has been.
And having the heartbeat that says that legacy is the key is why
we talk about
the solutionary that we're looking to, because it is so key. So many times the generation before us didn't consider the generation coming, and because that didn't happen, there's a lot of issues culturally that we're trying to fix now, because there wasn't enough consideration for the legacy that was going to be left for the future. And now we're doing that. So speaking of the future, I know you got things you got to do,
yes,
and you got to go make happen, and we honor that you've given us even a
thank you so much,
time.
Man. Appreciate
thank you
your
so
time.
Much. Car guys, car gals, this has been an incredible opportunity for us to interview
a Super Bowl champion, folks. A Super Bowl champion.
We're not playing, folks. We are definitely brewing solutions all over the place, and we are excited to have incredible people like
yes.
David Gamble right here with us. David, is there anything you'd like to say before you head out for the rest of the day?
Yes, only one thing. There's only one way to end this, and that's with a mile high salute to you.
Woo!
You, Fred.
Mm.
Oh, there you go. You got it. You got it. You got it. Yeah. There you go.
Come on.
I love it, bro. I love it. We appreciate you so much. Thank you
keep
for
flying.
That.
Keep flying.
Keep flying, my friend.
Fine,
you keep
brother.
Growing. And, man,
we're going to have you back on the show.
We will have
we
you back on the show.
Got some more questions
okay.
for you. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much. We honor you. Car guys and car gals, David Gamble is
right.
leaving the cafe. Get you some and make sure that you guys share. Car guys, car gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Brother Narcissus, a crime hero.
And we've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew.